is a podcast from the guy named Kathy.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kenny. Thanks for checking out jackfm.com. Calls of the day. Let's go. Enjoy them.
I'm just going to see the father-in-law.
Is that a good thing or?
Oh, it's a really good thing, yeah.
Well, when you throw in the going to see the father-in-law, you got to question that, right?
He's a pretty cool guy, though, so he's all right.
Yeah, I lucked out with my father-in-law. He's a good dude. He's actually an old-school hippie.
Yeah.
In that guy's world, there's nothing that a Bob Dylan album can't fix.
Yeah, this guy's pretty with it, too. He's all right, so I don't mind visiting him here and there, so it's all good.
Nice, man. Well, enjoy the visit with your father-in-law.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, nothing much.
What do you got planned for this? What day is this? Thursday, right?
I'm planning to go shopping today.
Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Do you fear Christmas shopping? Do you go into it with a plan? Like, how do you do it?
I just go with it.
Because I'm straight up, I'm not going to lie, I'm straight up scared of Christmas shopping. And I'll tell you why. Because every time I go, I have no plan and I end up spending way too much money. It's ridiculous, right?
Yes.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's John from Mission.
John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, I just walked right in with my coffee.
Hey, John, quick reset here. Last night at my kid's Christmas concert, I bring a coffee, excited to sip my coffee and enjoy the singing. No coffee in the gym.
That's unbelievable. I see people in there with soft drinks or water bottles, you know, and they don't allow the coffee. That's crazy.
Hey, Kenny, guess what?
What?
Our school had, they were giving away free coffee in the gym last night.
Hey, did the school your kids go to?
I couldn't believe it, man. They had that, they sold the kids a bunch of stuff the kids had made. They gave free coffee, free appetizers. It was unreal.
Oh, look at you, man.
I was loving it. But I'm thinking, coffee in the gym. That's a no-brainer. You got to have a coffee.
I have an idea about coffee. And they wouldn't allow the coffee at the recital?
School gym. I can understand a feeder. I can understand something. But this was the gym. Water bottles are in a gym.
I know. Well, my opinion is that absolutely, yes, you should be allowed to have them. But I think that each person bringing in a cup or a bottle should pay like a $2 retainer. And they get it back on their way out if they dispose of their own garbage. And any money's left behind that people can't be bothered to collect their $2 and clean up their own garbage, then it goes to the school social fund.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that you are being a tool.
Yes. Last night, my kids' Christmas concert, they wouldn't let us bring coffee into the gym. And I thought that was crazy. So the question was, am I making too much out of this?
And reading way too much into it. Because you're emphasizing the fact that it's a gym, and you wouldn't go down to your local gym to work out with anything other than a water bottle. It's just standard, no food or drink.
Yeah, but it's a Christmas concert with Christmas carols, and you want to enjoy a hot coffee, right?
Yeah, but it's held in a gym.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. I hear you. I'd want to have my coffee, too, maybe a little Bailey's, but you're in a gym, and that's just, you know, that's how it is.
What was your name?
It's Charlie.
You rock, Charlie. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a good one. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you know what? You're not being a tool. I agree with you. It's a gym, but there's no sport activity going on. It's a Christmas concert. They should let you have your coffee.
That's exactly what I said, but I got the don't make a scene. Don't make a scene.
Totally. I mean, if there's a basketball game on and people are going to see that, I remember in high school, you were allowed popcorn and chips and stuff like that. So it's a Christmas concert. Telling somebody, like a parent, that they can't have their coffee, I would have told her to pound sand.
Pound sand. There it is.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Diane.
I think I can solve your problem, Kenny.
Oh, at my kid's Christmas concert last night, not being allowed to have coffee while watching. Go for it.
Yeah, the whole thing boils down to it's a wooden floor in a gymnasium. Coffee doesn't go well with wooden floors. It tends to stick around, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. I know. You're right.
That's all it is, man.
I know. Lucky I didn't cause a scene, eh? But that's the new question. Have you ever caused a scene in public?
About 15 years ago, I lost my 5-year-old son. It's now 22 in a crowd at Ladysmith Light Up. And I ended up having to wrestle a microphone out of Santa's hand to shut the crowd down to find my son. that's my Christmas incident.
So you grabbed the microphone and called out for your kid. I love that.
Yeah, I went up and announced, and he announced that there's somebody missing, and then he announced his name, and then his twin sister was there, and then it seemed like a lifetime went by, and I went up again, and the security guard said, no, Santa's singing Jingle Bells. I'm like, no, he's not.
But you found him, and everything's good.
Yeah, he's 22 now, right? Once Santa stopped singing, and I had the mic in my hand, the whole crowd, like 10,000 people, we found him in 20 seconds.
Hi, you talking about causing scenes?
Yeah, in public.
I ordered something online, so I had to go pick it up. When I placed the order online, it charged my card.
Yeah.
And then he looked into it, and he said, no, you didn't pay for it. We're going to have to charge you. And I got really mad, and I'm trying to argue with the guy, saying, no, I paid it. I even went onto their computer and brought up my banking, or it showed, took out the money. He ended up calling security, and they tried to get me escorted out. And I flipped my lid and started yelling, swearing at them, telling them that they took my money and that they're thieves. Like, it was the kind of anger where you, like, black out and see red. It was actually really embarrassing. I had to leave, and I was shaking. I had to go sit in my car for about 10 minutes, like, shaking mad.
Now that's causing a scene in public.
Back when I was 13 years old, my mother and I and my father were walking in the mall, and my dad says to me, well, Nicole, go and take a picture with Santa. And I refused to because I was 13.
Yeah.
So my dad's like, just do it one more time, just for good time's sake. So I sat on Santa's knee, and I took the picture, and then I walked away, and I said to my mother, I said, Mom, that was so embarrassing. She goes, you think you're embarrassed then? Turn around. Well, my father was on all fours with those cardboard antlers on his head chasing after me in the mall.
Oh, dear old dad.
Yes, and I kind of stomped away and made a scene and walked out of the mall.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, well, that's that. That's what dads do.
You said it. Well, thanks for the story.
Okay, well, thank you.
96.9 Jack FM.